What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today I'm here with Akbar. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it, my man?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. Listen, you know, we help entrepreneurs scale, okay? We help ethical entrepreneurs scale to seven figures. I mean, that's the simplest way I can put it. And why do we do what we do? That's a good question. Listen, we're here to help entrepreneurs make more so they can give more to their favorite families, communities, and favorite charities, hence making the world a better place.
That's beautiful, man. That's really what it's all about, is making that impact.
Yeah, man. I think so, yeah.
So what's a little bit of your backstory? How did you, like, what led to you just focusing so much on helping and giving and everything?
Yeah, it's interesting, bro. Man, wow, I'm shocked. You won't believe it. I've done so many of these interviews. I don't think I've ever been asked that question. Huh, that's incredible. How is that possible? So what led me to like kind of concentrate on giving, huh? You get so stuck in the day-to-day, it just becomes so habitual. And sometimes you're like, well, you got to stop and think, how did this start? Cause you know, you get so caught up in the day-to-day and it just becomes, you know, habit. Yes. The make more, give more. You see, this actually was a concept that I knew of since I was a child, because it's a religious concept. Okay. The concept is, you know, if you donate, in every major religion, it encourages you to donate, to give. And what we believe is that, you know, God promises us that when we give, we're never losing. So technically, if you have a bank account with $200 and you give $100, you know, you're down 100. But what God says is you're not, you're actually going to get a lot more back. You'll never go poor by giving. This is something that embedded to me, you know, since I was a child, and something that I've witnessed. Absolutely. You know, it used to be that if I was having a slow month or something in my business, I would just give it's so funny. People say, what are you gonna do if you have a slow month? Okay, you gotta spend more on ads. Maybe you gotta do a JV partnership. Maybe you gotta send out an email. I just donated more, you know?
Huh.
And it works every time. It really does. Of course, you have to have the right intentions. But the reality is, I remember once my accountant sent me a letter. And they're like, hey, dude, you know, we're pretty proud of you. You seem to donate a good amount. And I was like, oh, man, I think you got the numbers wrong. I mean, I only donate about 10%. And they're like, we know, you know. And they specialize in digital marketers. People do business online. And they're like, no, people don't do anything like that. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like a punch to my throat and my gut at the same time. I was like, what? I'm like, dude, they don't know. Because I'm not like this technical dude, you know, like my number one secret to success is giving. I'm not some sort of like technical genius or, you know, some algorithm expert or some like email, you know, wizard or something. My number one secret has been giving from day one. I was like, man, people don't know. And that really fired me up to kind of make it my mission to say, hey, man, we are going to spread this word and let people know that, hey, man, you know, the more you give, the more you get. And, you know, we have a little bit of authority here. So, you know, when we certain things, you know, people tend to listen a little bit more. So we're trying to use our platform and spread that message.
That's incredible, man. Like that's really beautiful. And I operate on the phrase, we all win when we all win. And that's kind of the same principle.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your backstory. I know you went from addict to entrepreneur. Like how did you do that?
Well, yeah, man, I had a rough past. I used to, you know, I temporarily lived in a closet for a little bit with no hot water, no electricity, and No showers, actually. No windows. What did I? Did I say no electricity? I didn't mean no electricity. Yeah. No showers, no windows,
no
hot water. There was electricity. Bro, bottom line is this, man. I believe that a human is consistent. Let's compare ourselves to a car. Okay, a car is run with an engine. An engine has cylinders. Without, if the cylinders are clogged, that car is not going anywhere. Okay. I consider a human being, I consider them having four cylinders, health, spirituality, relationship, and your why. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if these cylinders are clogged, you're going to be running in circles. You know, those people go, man, I've been stuck for so long. Some people, days, weeks, months, years, and I'm stuck. They're running in circles. In my estimation, it starts with this. They're unhealthy mentally, physically. They're in toxic relationships. They don't have a strong why. They're not spiritual. Once these are all cleansed or flushed out, you know, I did not start seeing success until that was cleansed, until I got rid of my toxic relationships, until I lost 50 pounds, until I discovered a why. You know, until I became spiritual, you know, then we started seeing some success. Okay. So that's just a personal experience.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.